This morning, we're closing out a series of messages, and the series of messages is T-minus 8 hours and counting. And in those messages, I've asked you several things. I've asked you, number one, do you really know that Christ is coming again? Now, our brother just sang about that. The choir sang about that this morning. This entire worship has been focused towards the second coming of Jesus Christ. Do you really know this morning? Do you really believe that He's coming back? I mean, you really got to get a grasp of that right now, one way or the other. I'm here to tell you, we live in a day right now. I'm telling you, in the last couple of weeks now, you get a lot of time to read and pray and things like that to occupy your mind during these times, because you're just sitting there with this thing on. I hate this thing. And you get to really talk to God a lot. Then you get to watch some television and things such as that. And I'm here to tell you today, listen to me, we live in a day and age now where this world that you and I live in, they honestly believe that this world is coming to an end. I'm here to tell you, listen to me, I saw it just yesterday that this world, even some major corporations in this nation in which you and I live in now, they are gearing their entire marketing campaigns towards the fact that this earth, the world as you and I know it, may end on December the 21st of this year. And they use that in their marketing campaign to sell their product, because they ask the question, but what if it doesn't? Now, you all know what I'm talking about. If you don't, give me a moment just to talk about that. We have some that believe in this day and age now that the Mayan calendar that predicts or just ends on December the 21st, 2012, this year. Many believe that that is the end of the world. End of mankind as we know it. In fact, some have even taken it a step further, that that's when there will be a polar shift. If you don't know what a polar shift is, that is when the polarity of this planet in which you and I live on, it reverses. And what that does is then gravity itself reverses, throwing all of us into outer space. Unless Jesus comes back, I'm banking on December 21st, the sun coming up. You know what I'm saying? I really am. And in all of that, I said that to say this, in all of that, never once do you hear anybody say anything that Jesus is coming back. You don't ever hear that. So I ask you again this morning, do you know? I mean, do you really know? And there's some questions. There's about three things you need to ask yourself this morning. We're going to look at them here through the Word of God here in just a moment. And you need to answer those questions for yourself, not for me, but for yourself. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes with me, please. Father, Lord God, I pray that you would give me, as my brother prayed here just a few moments ago, I thank you for him. Thank you for his ministry. And God, I just pray as he prayed, God, just for a few moments, Lord, to be able to speak. God, I'm not accustomed to doing what I'm doing now, and that's sitting here on this stool. But Lord, I pray that you would just give me clarity of thought and mind and speech now to deliver to your people what you and I have talked about here for so long. God, if there's one important message that we're going to talk about in this series, it's this one today. God, I got a burning desire to share this with your people, an excitement in my heart and my mind. And Father, I pray you give me just a few moments to convey that to your people. God, this is our prayer. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. In August of 2007, a fellow by the name of Randy Posh was asked to give. By the way, Randy Posh was a computer science professor at Carnegie Mellon University. And he was asked to give a lecture. And the topic of the lecture was this, that you give a speech or a lecture as if that lecture was the last one you would ever give. And sure enough, Randy Posh stood up and gave that. And what was unique about Randy Posh's situation is the fact that Randy Posh knew that that would be his last lecture. because he was been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and a few months later after that lecture, sure enough, he passed away. He was asked, if that was your last lecture, what would you say to the students and the people who sat before you? That lecture has become a book. You can find it now. You go to Amazon.com, go to any bookstore. Sure enough, it's there. It's called The Last Lecture by Randy Posh. And he, sure enough, gave this lecture. And what he did was this. He said, if I knew that this was my last lecture, what would I do in my life? I would do and try to accomplish all of my childhood dreams. Now, every one of us in this room here today, we all had a childhood dreams of something we wanted to be. If I was 10, 11 years old, if we just flash back to that in my life, you told me I'd be a pastor. No, I'm not going to be a pastor. I want to be an architect. That's what I wanted to be. And Randy Posh, he wanted to do and achieve. And sure enough, he went out and tried to achieve all of those things of his childhood dreams. In August of 2004, just about 3 years prior to that lecture he gave, a fellow by the, many of you know who he is, a fellow by the name of Tim McGraw sang a song. It said, the title of the song was Live Like You Were Dying. It's a very good song. If you haven't never heard it, some of the lyrics go like this right here. The chorus of it goes, says this. The man asks him, he says, you know, what did you do after you found out you had this illness? And he says this in the chorus, I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu and loved deeper and spoke sweeter and gave forgiveness I'd been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get to live like you were dying. Can I share this with you in here this morning? I don't care how young or old you are sitting in this front room here today. Right now, you are living like you're dying right now. The fact of the matter is every second, every breath we take is one step and one breath, 1 second closer to the day you and I will walk into eternity. That's just the truth. But this morning, in 8 hours prior to the return of Jesus Christ, what would you do? What would you do in 8 hours? Because see, that's been the gist of this whole particular series that we've been talking about here this morning. Well, I want to go ahead and ask you to take your Bibles and turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 with me, please. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and we'll just start up about verse 29 here in just a moment. I want you to go ahead and get there. Now, through this series, we've looked at several different things. We've looked at Christ's return. We've asked the question, do you trust in Christ? Do you know the Christ? Will you forgive? Are you thankful? And today, I ask you again, do you know? And there's several questions that are found under that one topic. And here, the first question, if you're writing these things down, here we go. The first question, do you know how Christ will return? Do you know how He's coming back? The Bible tells us right here, if you're in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 30, say amen. Or verse 29. Chapter 24, Gospel of Matthew, verse 29. But immediately after the tribulation, this is talking about the second coming of Christ. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. The Bible tells us clearly, my brother just sang about it, the day will come that you and I will be able to see Christ Himself returning on clouds of heaven, coming back the way He went, ascended into heaven. The day is coming that Christ will return. Do you know how He will return? Well, take your Bibles now and turn with me for just a moment over to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 64. If you're writing these down, we're still under this first topic or the first point. Do you know how Christ will return? Matthew 24, verse 30 gives us an idea of this. He's coming on a cloud, the Bible tells us. Here in verse chapter 26 and verse 64. Let me just stop there for just a minute. Did you realize this morning that what I'm reading to you and what we're about to look at right here, that majority of the people that you and I come into contact with each and every day, a lot of the people say, oh man, that's nothing but a fairy tale. You mean to tell me you believe something like that? You mean to tell me somebody's going to be riding back in the sky on a cloud, coming back to take over? You mean you actually believe that? And I'm asking you again today, do you know what you believe about this? Do you? I'm here to tell you today, this is one of the things you and I've got to take a strong theological stance on right here, right now. My Lord and Savior, I'll go ahead and tell you where I stand. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, coming again. And I'm here to tell you the day is coming that the sky will open and there, oh my gracious, here He will come. And I'm here to, I don't care, listen to me, this is just my two cents. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who is in Montgomery. I don't care who anybody in power of this earth is. He's coming back to take over. Amen. I don't know if that fit, but it made me feel better. I hadn't gotten to do this in 2 weeks, so I'm hot dog. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 64. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Jesus said to him, you have said to yourself, nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. He's coming again. Do you know how He's going to return? Notice this with me. Take your Bibles now and turn over to Revelation. Revelation, you knew we couldn't talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ without turning to Revelation. Turn to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. You know, I can't walk around, but I can spin on this thing. I can't twist my head, but I can spin over there and see y'all. So if anybody goes to sleep, it's going to take me a minute to get to you, but I'll get to you. Revelation chapter 1. Verse 7, we're still talking about, do you know how Christ will return? Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. Okay, if you're there, say amen with me. Now the Word of God tells us this here. John the Revelator tells us this. Behold, He is coming with the clouds. Notice this. And every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over Him. Even so, amen. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you, over the years I've heard and read theologians and scholars who write on that verse right there and all kinds of different theories about how everybody on earth is going to see Him, how everybody's going to see Christ return on the cloud, this type thing. Listen to me. I don't know how all that's going to pan out. I really don't. But I'm here to tell you this. The fact of the matter is, He's coming back. Hey, if we see Him on CNN, MSNBC, or we see Him with our physical eyes, He's coming again. But notice this. Look at Revelation 14, 14 with me. Revelation 14, 14. I love this verse. Just the imagery that's presented here by John the Revelator. Well, God gives it to John, but just the imagery that's put here. You can get off on the apocalyptic language type thing. You can get into all that study. But listen to me here today. I'm here to tell you, I just want you to visually get a picture of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right here. It says this in verse 14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like the Son of Man. Amen. Having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. I love that. I'm here to tell you, you know why? Because you know what that tells me right there? My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when He comes back, as Tony Evans says, when He comes back, He's not coming back to take a side. He's coming back to take over. Amen. The imagery that's presented there. Do you know how Christ will return? And I understand this. I understand. I'm sure there's somebody thinking here. Now, wait a minute, preacher. Boy, there's more verses in the Bible talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ and how He'll return. I understand that. I know they're in there. But just follow me. Okay? We're going somewhere with this. I know the race will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 or 1 o'clock. I can't remember which one it is. The race will be this afternoon. The Open Championship's on. If you know who's leading, don't tell me. Cause I'm DVRing it. Yes, I did figure out how to work that thing. The second thing I want you to see, I want you to keep your mind off of that for just a second. First of all, ask yourself this. Do you know how he will return? First of all. Second question is this. If you're writing them down with the scriptures, do you know why he will return? Now, I've said several times here this morning that Christ will return to take over. And he's going to do that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me, there's a reason that you and I, on an individual level, ought to be concerned about the second coming of Jesus Christ. I didn't say be scared about it. I didn't say that. Take your Bibles with me and turn now to 2 Timothy with me. Turn to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 4. I love 2 Timothy chapter 4. I got part of it on a little plaque that sits right here. I look at it every Sunday when I stand up here to preach y'all. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. It's right here. Preach the word, Paul tells young Timothy, and I try to do that every time I stand behind or sit as I am now behind this sacred desk. But I want you to notice something else that's here in 2 Timothy as Paul writes to young Timothy under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In chapter 4 and verse 1, he says this. He says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom. The day will come that every one of us in this room, we will answer for our actions. And will be judged accordingly. And I'm not talking about like the judicial system you and I have now. I'm talking about sure justice. That means this. If there is sin in your life today, and Christ returns this evening, you will be judged for that. If you are sitting in this room here this morning, and I must say this as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ before I say amen on this sermon. Now, we're not ending, so don't get all hyped up about that. But if you're sitting in this room here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and what I mean by that is this, that you have never asked Him to forgive you of your sins and to come into your life and to be Lord of your life. To be your Savior, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then I'm here to tell you this morning, the judgment that will be passed upon you will be an eternity in a place called hell. Hello. Why is Christ coming again? Why? Did you know why? Do you know why He's returning? He's coming back. He is coming back. The Bible tells us, Paul tells young Timothy here, it echoes into this room this morning, he's coming back as judge. Oh my gracious. But wait, there's one other thing. Do you know how he will return? Do you know why he will return? And this is the question that's on everybody's mind. Do you know when he will return? Now, many of you shaking your head, no, I don't know. Well, I'm here to tell you there's some that's gone before us that said they did. Well, they were wrong. Take your Bibles with me this morning now and turn back to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, as we do now, begin to wind this down. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36. I'm sorry. Let's go back to... Back to verse 32. Jesus is still speaking here. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 32 is where we're going to read. The focal verse is verse 36. But to get the context here in which we find this, go back to the paragraph break on verse 32. The word tells us here, it says, now learn the parable from the fig tree when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. Even so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Jesus is talking about the second coming and how we can identify when that is getting nearer. Verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Verse 36, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Let me share this with you this morning. Now we can sit back and say this, and I have said this as a pastor, as a minister, and been in the ministry now 17 years, and I've honestly said this, that I do not believe that it's too far off that we'll see the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's just my personal philosophy. Many would say, well, how do you know that? Well, I don't know that for sure. I don't. Well, what makes you say that? Well, you just look around and see the things that are happening in this world and how. And one of the key things that really stands out to me is how mankind today thinks what you and I are talking about, this sacred book, is foolishness. That is one of the key elements to me as I see and observe this nation and this world in which you and I live in, that mankind today says that this is foolishness. It's a joke. But you and I know better than that. The Bible says to us, tells us that it's the gospel is the power unto salvation for us. And for I said all that to say this. And for somebody to actually sit back though and say, well, I know exactly when Christ is returning, you have the right to go, ha-ha. No, you don't. What do you mean that you have deeper insight into the mind of the Heavenly Father? You're more in tune with God Himself than Jesus Christ? How foolish is it to get out and write down a book and say, well, oh, I know when Jesus is coming back. I've done all these calculations and I've read all of these numbers and I've put all this together and I have deciphered the code. It's in the book. No, you ain't. Because the Word of God says that not even Jesus, look at it, don't take my word for it, take Jesus' word for it in verse 36 there. Not even Jesus knows when that day and time will come. Only God Himself. But wait, I'm not done. Take your Bibles now and look at verse 42. Of that same chapter. Notice what Jesus says. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. You don't know. Some of you, it's registering. I can see it in your eyes right now. You know where we're going with this. You don't know when He's coming back. The angels, Jesus, doesn't know. Only God knows. Jesus goes on and amplifies that down in verse 42. And finally, he just tells them. He tells, you know, I'm sure there was a bunch of Mike Grimes there that wasn't understanding what he was talking about. And finally, he just tells them, you don't know when I'm coming back. Because see, I got to be told just plain. You just have to tell it to me. Don't beat around the bush. Just tell me. That's what he had to do there. But notice this. Look at verse 44. The Bible tells us this, for this reason, be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think He will come. Uh-oh. Do you know when He's coming? The Bible tells us this, based on that scripture right there, that verse, this, that Christ will return when you least expect it. When everybody sits back and says, oh, ain't life good? Oh, ain't everything grand. That's when it'll happen. When you least expect it. Take your Bibles with me now and turn back to the book of Thessalonians. Turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. When you're there, say amen. Amen. Now, the Word of God tells us this. If you're writing these scriptures down, I'm going to give you a cross-reference scripture here in just a moment. But the Bible tells us this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And we're still talking about, do you know when Christ will return? Notice this. And this will give you some idea of how it will happen. In chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the Word of God tells us this. Now, as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. In other words, the second coming of Christ, just hold on. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. I love that. He's coming back like a thief in the night. We live down here, 6 years now? Yeah. Had two cars broken into sitting in my driveway since we lived here. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me, I can't stand a thief. And doggone it, if I would have been out there when that joker, whoever that joker was, and got into my truck and into my daughter's car, oh, the fur would have flown. Now, you got to be Southern to know what I'm talking about there. The fur would have flown. But you know what? That joker did it when we least expected it. We wasn't ready. In fact, I had my truck unlocked. Y'all come. Get all you want. If I'd have been ready, though, I might have caught him. You see the comparison that the Bible uses right here? He comes like a thief in the night. A thief's not going to call you at lunch and say, oh, by the way, hey, buddy, I'm going to be by your house tonight about midnight, and I'm going to take everything you got. Well, that'd be the dumbest thief that's ever lived, wouldn't it? Because you know why? I know, you'd be just like me. You'd be sitting on the front porch waiting on that sucker. Come on. But he's not going to do that. He's not going to call you and tell you, I'm coming. The Bible uses the comparison right there. Jesus himself. Notice this, and you write this down. You don't have to turn there with me. And Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 43, if you want to write that down, this is a cross-reference I was telling you about. He says this, but be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been alert, and he would have not allowed his house to be broken into. You know why? Because he'd have met him in the yard, and he'd have put it on him. That's why. That's what Jesus is saying. But Jesus says the second coming is going to be like a thief in the night. You're not going to know when it's going to happen. There's no way to know when it's going to happen. Here a few years ago, that was the years 2005, 2007. Maybe some of you remember this television program. We were at our Sunday school party last night. We got to talking about television shows, and I was going to bring this one up, but I didn't because I was going to use it this morning. Here back in 2005, 2007, on the Discovery Channel, many of you probably remember this show. It was a show that starred two men. Their names were Matt Johnson and Douglas Rainey. That ring a bell with anybody? Not yet. This will, though. The name of the show was It Takes a Thief. Y'all remember that show? These two, what they would do, they would go fly to some city somewhere, and they would get in a van, and they would drive around this city, and they would look for potential houses to rob. Because, see, both of them were ex-thieves. And they were good. And what they would do is they would find these homes and they would go up to the front door and they knock on the door and said, "Oh, by the way, we're from the Discovery Channel." I'm going to introduce themselves and said, we're professional thieves. And what we would like to do, your house is very vulnerable for somebody to break into. And what we'd like to do is break into your house. Now, we're not going to tell you when we're going to do it. But here within the next month, we're going to break into your house just like we were robbing your house for real. And sure enough, in what every episode that I ever saw of this, these couples and these families, boy, for the first week or so, they're on guard. Man, they're watching everything. But about 2.5 weeks in, the guard lets down. Bam! And that's when they steal everything in the house. It would take them less than 10 minutes to clean the house out. T-minus 8 hours and counting. What would you do if you had 8 hours prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ? What would you do? That's great in theory, but in reality, friends, it will never happen. You will never have 8 hours. You will never have 8 seconds. With everything we've talked about in the last 7 weeks is this. You got to live and I've got to live like it will happen before I say amen on this service. How are you living your life today? Do you know He's coming again? If you answer, wait a minute before you answer that. If you answer yes to that, then you and I ought to live like we know He's coming again. Father God, I pray this morning now that Lord Jesus, first of all, we do know He's coming. Your Son Jesus is coming. For He is coming again. And God, now I pray for whoever the person may be in this room this morning that does not know Jesus, first of all, as Lord and Savior. I pray now for that person that, God, You would give them now. Give them the courage, strength right now in this service to do as so many has done in the weeks prior to this service, to come forward, give their life to You as Lord and Savior. God, I pray that this morning. And Father, I pray that as we are in this service now and we're about to go in this time of invitation and as Brother Allen's going to lead us here, I pray, God, in that moment that also, God, if we have not been living like we know You're coming again, God, in this moment, right now, today, we start. Father, we thank You now for what You're going to do and, Lord, how You're going to do it through this time of invitation. In the precious and the holy name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.